We have a story now about chocolate and a disease that brought it down in southeastern Brazil. And it's a story about unintended consequences of how a small thing, a fungus, affected two large things, a way of life and a watershed. Taken together, they prove the first law of ecology. In nature, everything is connected. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
Bahia in eastern Brazil is one of those lush tropical paradises. Everywhere you look, up, down, sideways, something is growing. This was once the center of the chocolate universe. On a hillside in Bahia, Claudio De Simone reflects on his role as a major player in the chocolate industry.
I had a very nice, a beautiful farm, in fact. I was a rich man.
The farm meant the world to him. It was thick with short, squat cacao trees studded with pods, brightly colored and football-shaped, the source of chocolate. It was a 500-acre heirloom.
For my family, my grandfather, it starts in 1919.
70 years later, on his watch, disaster struck. A fungal infection swept Bahia. Witch's broom, a fungus that attacks only cacao trees. That's the very little thing, a fungus carried on puffs of wind. It made De Simone's cacao trees look awful.
They look completely different because the plants start dying, almost dying, because all the leaves drop and they are completely brown.
Clusters of dead leaves and stunted little branches looked like, well, witch's brooms stuck on the cacao trees. De Simone went out with his workers, chopping off infected branches, planting new trees he thought might be resistant. It was like the sorcerer's apprentice. He couldn't keep up. With mist in his eyes, he says, the stress killed his wife. Finally, in 2001, the government declared De Simone's farm non-productive. That meant they could seize it and give it to landless people.
Now I am poor, but I was rich.
He doesn't know what happened to his farm.
No, I never more went there. I believe that I can't see the farm anymore.
This very small fungus brought down not only De Simone. Cacao production across the entire region plunged nearly 75%. Brazil went from being the third leading cocoa producer to 13th, and all because of witch's broom. This same fungus changed something else as well. By destroying the cacao trees, it changed an entire ecosystem. In the watershed that contained De Simone's farm, the ground is hard and dry in many places. Before the fungus, there used to be more than 1 million acres of lush rainforest here. The soil was moist and absorbent. But with the infestation of the cacao trees, people cut down the forest to make money from timber and pasture land instead. The exposed soil was tamped down by hooves and burned dry by the sun. And with that came huge changes to the water flow. Naylor Calasanz works at the Universidade Estadual de Santa Cruz in the city of Itabuna on the Cachoeira River. He takes us to his lab to show us what's been happening since the fungus hit.
You're almost there. Almost.
Calasanz has been charting water flow and precipitation in the watershed. He's got the data all mapped out on huge rolls of laminated paper. He pulls one from a stand.
This is one project that we had. We have some equipments inside the watershed monitoring the discharge, the daily discharge, and also the precipitations and temperature and things like that.
Squiggly red and green and blue lines on the graph show what happened when the land changed.
As long as we change it for pasture, the water is not able to enter the soil and just touch the soil and run off.
So when it rains, instead of being absorbed by the spongy soil, the water rushes straight off the hard-packed dirt and into the river. Calasanz's charts show that now there's sometimes no water left in the ground to feed the river during the dry season. There have been days where in the city of Itabuna, the river simply doesn't flow.
And this is causing several problems because Itabuna, they are having problems of water supply for the city.
And all because of a microscopic fungus that attacked a crop, that made a farmer lose his farm, that turned lush dark forests into dried out pasture land, and changed the way a river flowed. But people are fighting back.
Do you know this bird? It's called Japu. You see? They are black and yellow. And they are, look, they are coming there.
Former cacao farmer Claudio Desimoni is now a manager at a government-subsidized tree nursery. At a stage in his life where he expected to be retired and watching his daughter run the family farm, he's supplying all sorts of trees to local farmers. Fruit trees, and trees whose wood can be harvested sustainably. And the nursery even has some cacao trees that may be resistant to the dreaded witch's broom fungus.
I didn't solve my problem, but I probably will solve the problems of another farms.
The government's aim is to bring the land back closer to the original rainforest. As farmers plant the trees, chocolate may or may not thrive again in Bahia, but the other trees will make the soil moist and spongy. And maybe water will once again flow in the river on hot, dry days. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.
And you can find a photo essay on how chocolate goes from bean to bar on our website, npr.org.